In February 2000, the Department of Energy called for a public testimony about people with health problems at Hanford. That's the first time that they had ever done that. And there was a transcript of that event, and this poem came out of that. This is a distilling of one of the stories of people who had health problems from their work at Hanford. It's called Song of the Secretary, Hot Lab. Song of the Secretary, Hot Lab. All day in a concrete brick building without even one shaft of natural light, I learned to stare windows into my typing as my Selectric raced along at 74 words per minute. Atomic symbols, SR90, CS137, I131, U238, PU239, darkened my work like birds tangled in the sky. But I fixed on clouds of my own board making, the small droplets of my idle thoughts, and I floated among them, oblivious to birds. While on the other side of the wall, beyond the photo of my kids and dog lined up in birthday hats, I don't know why or when, a lab technician innocently moved a very important brick, and so a window opened over my desk, though I never saw its light. All the same, rays flooded in, and the shadow of those birds darkened my dosimeter, and later the mammogram of my right breast.